SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. The Labor, Gesche and Meretz parties will merge their lists and run on a joint slate in the March 2nd elections for the Knesset, the two parties announced on Monday morning. 34-year-old Stav Shafir, the youngest woman to be elected to the Knesset when she won a seat representing Labor at age 27, and once the rising star of the left, is a casualty of the merger. She will not run in these elections. She gained renown for asking detailed, persistent questions at finance committee meetings and for her relentless fight for transparency. Shafir left Labor and joined the coalition with Meretz for the last elections and decided not to run independently after the two lists combined for the upcoming one. A veteran Arab member of Meretz slammed the deal on Monday, warning that Arab voters will not turn out in high numbers to vote for the merged list's current makeup. Isawi Frege, a former Meretz MK who was given the 11th slot on the unified slate, said Arabs want to be partners, not decorations. Frege lost his Knesset seat in the national elections in September. He was in the 6th spot on the Democratic Union list, which included Meretz, and won only 5 seats. He had been an MK since 2013. Frege said of Meretz chief Nitzan Horowitz, who brokered the deal with Labor Gesche, what he did demonstrated a lack of leadership and it contradicts our party's values that affirm Jewish-Arab partnership. Bayit Yehudi chairman Rafi Peretz agreed to merge his faction with Naftali Bennett's New Right late on Wednesday night, breaking his agreement with the far-right Otzma Yehudit in the final minutes before the party filing deadline for the upcoming elections. Otzma Yehudit, a party of self-described disciples of the late extremist Rabbi Meir Kahane, then submitted its slate on its own. In September, two last-minute deals left Otzma Yehudit to run on its own. It ended up below the electoral threshold. The combined list of religious Zionist parties is led by Naftali Bennett, followed by Rafi Peretz, Ayelet Shaked and Bezalel Smotrich. Three of the next 5 places are held by women. MK Moti Yogev, who had been the number 2 figure on the Bayit Yehudi slate, angrily announced that he was quitting the party after he was shunted to the 11th spot on the unified list. Of the 8 parties forecast to enter the Knesset in the March 2nd elections, only Labor Gesche Meretz has 2 women amongst its top 5 candidates, while 4 parties have none in those spots, including the 2 largest, Likud and Kahol Lavan. Hours before the midnight deadline to file party slates, Likud on Wednesday added Kahol Lavan MK Gadi Yevarkan to its list. Following a Kahol Lavan announcement earlier in the day that it was removing Yevarkan from its list of candidates, where he had been placed at number 33, after he threatened to move over to Likud, the ruling party confirmed that Yevarkan would be placed at number 20 in its own slate. Yevarkan was reportedly frustrated that despite his value to Kahol Lavan as a popular member of the Ethiopian Israeli community, he was not being promoted to a spot that would ensure he remains a Knesset member. MK Pnina Tamanoshata, who is also a member of the Ethiopian Israeli community, holds the 24th slot in Kahol Lavan. Knesset member Yuli Edelstein is facing pressure from the Prime Minister and Likud to block a plenary vote on forming the Knesset House Committee, the only parliamentary panel able to debate Prime Minister Netanyahu's immunity request. On Monday, members of the Knesset Arrangements Committee voted 16-5 in favour of establishing and staffing the key committee, but a vote on the establishment of the committee must also take place in the Knesset plenary open to all 120 MKs. A majority of whom, including Avigdor Lieberman's Israel Beiteinu party, have already declared that they support establishing the committee. Likud has challenged the establishment of the committee in court, hoping to delay the process until at least the days before the March elections. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip fired 4 mortar shells towards southern Israel on Wednesday afternoon. 2 of the incoming projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome air defense system. The other 2 appeared to strike open fields in the Shah HaNegev region, east of northern Gaza. The mortar attack shattered a period of relative calm along the border. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, incendiary devices landed in Israel. On Wednesday, they were found in Sderot. On Thursday, the balloons landed in the Sdot Negev region, and on Friday, near Ashdod. One of the devices exploded as sappers arrived at the scene, causing no injuries or damage. Several hundred Muslim worshippers fomented unrest at Jerusalem's Temple Mount on Friday following pre-dawn morning prayers. Hamas had on Wednesday called for Palestinians to mobilize during Friday's prayers against the defilement of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Hebron's Tomb of the Patriarchs by the Zionist occupation. Police officers broke up a procession that included nationalistic chants at the holy site after some 8,000 people concluded their morning prayers. Yesterday, a woman in her 50s was arrested after she threatened border police officers with a knife at the Damascus Gate. Shortly afterwards, a Palestinian youth was arrested near Hebron after stabbing a 22-year-old Israeli who was mildly hurt and is in Shaare Tzedek Hospital. Transport Minister Bezalel Smotrich has cancelled numerous bus trips in the public transportation system throughout the country that ended after the start of Shabbat or began before it entered, saying the decision was made due to complaints by religious travellers. Kohol Levan head Benny Gantz responded, "We'll win the elections and amend this. Israel is a Jewish state, not a halachic state." Meretz's Nitzan Horovitz tweeted, "This is how a fanatical minister abuses citizens. Shameful. We'll fight and kick him out." Defence Minister Naftali Bennett on Wednesday approved an announcement of seven new nature reserves in the West Bank, the first time Israel has made such a move since the Oslo Accords were signed with the Palestinian Authority in the 1990s. In a statement, Bennett's office said that alongside the seven new nature reserves, all located in Area C, areas of the West Bank fully controlled by Israel, 12 existing reserves will be expanded. The Israel Nature and Parks Authority will oversee the opening of the new sites. On Wednesday, Israel started pumping natural gas to Egypt from two massive offshore fields, marking a major milestone. Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz described the opening of the pipeline as the start of the most significant cooperation ever between Israel and Egypt in energy and the economy since the peace treaty. And the family of Naama Isaskar is hoping for good news this week as President Putin visits Israel for International Holocaust Day commemorations at Yad Vashem. Prime Minister Netanyahu is said to be pressuring Putin to issue a pardon to the Israeli whose jail sentence is disproportionate to her offence. Isaskar, 27, has been sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for drug smuggling after 10 grams of cannabis were found in her luggage during a layover in Moscow. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.